Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, I have a few verses of Scripture that I'd like every one of us to take personally as a promise from the Lord. I didn't get to share them on yesterday's broadcast, but some of my very favorite passages from the book of Isaiah. And as I just read them, listen to the Lord speaking to your heart, because truly this is the Lord. He spoke to His people that He loved, and those that seek His face, that seek to do righteousness, He will bless, He will be with them, He will defend them. And so let's hear God's word to our heart today. I'd like to begin by sharing Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verses 6 through 11. The voice said, "Cry." And he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is as grass, and all the goodliness thereof is the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion," that's us, beloved, "that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid, say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young." And then let's go over to, in the same chapter, verses 28 through 31. Familiar passage, is beautiful. "Hast thou not known," the Lord says, "hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and grow weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And then Isaiah 41 and 10, a beautiful promise speaking to us today. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And then Isaiah 42, verse 16. "And I will bring the blind by a way they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known." That's exciting, isn't it not? "I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them." Praise God. Hallelujah. And then a final passage found in Isaiah 56, verses 1 through 7. This is the Lord's exhortation. "Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil, Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, The Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and daughters. Think about what the Lord just said there. And I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the son of the stranger that joined themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servant, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for bringing us to the house of the Lord, to the mountain of the Lord, and your plans, your purpose will be fulfilled. Lord, no matter how much the enemy rages, you shall fulfill your good purposes for your church, for your people, for us individually. And I thank you now for strength, for courage, for the ability to persevere and endure. For Lord, we call upon your strength. Those that wait upon the Lord, Lord, we just shared that. You will renew our strength. Doesn't matter how up in years we are. The young men can fall, grow weary, but those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, My beloved, I have chosen you, I have taken you as a pleasant plant. I have planted you in the garden of the Lord, and you shall bring forth much fruit. Even as my word declares, you shall be as a tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. And why should that be that I might receive glory? Your leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. So rejoice, beloved, for I am with you, and I will, when you're in the hard places, I will be with you and make the crooked straight, and I shall make the rough places plain, and my glory shall be seen upon you, and you shall rejoice for the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord, says your God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen and amen. Oh, I love the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, beloved. Well, we're going to change direction, and I'll just begin to lay a foundation for what I'd like to share in the next several days. And I pray that our hearts will hear what the Word of God says. I want to talk about a subject that might cause some of your hackles to rise, and that is submission. And I'm talking about godly submission. What does the Bible have to say about submission? Is it a good thing? Can it be misused? Well, we're going to explore some of those potential possibilities. But let's just, by definition, find out what submission means by Webster. It's the condition of being submissive, humble, or compliant. It is an act of submitting to the authority or to the control of another. Now, first of all, let me just say the most important thing we can do as Christians is to be in a place of being willing to submit to God. You see, this area is so important because many people who have problems with submission really, even though they've accepted Jesus, have a problem of submitting to the authority of the Lord. Oh, in concept, they may affirm it. They might say, well, of course, we submit to the Lord. I submit to the Lord. But when it comes down to it, many times it's our own will, it's our own opinion, it's our own place of perspective that really causes us to affirm our will and to be submitted to what we think should be done. Now, that might, you say, Sister Glass, that's rather harsh. Well, I think we all can say we've been guilty of that one time or another. But it's important in the era and times in which we are living, that we understand what godly submission is. First and foremost, it's a willingness to be humble, a compliant to the will of God, as revealed in Scripture, as well as His movings, His interaction in our own life, to do what He would have us to do. We submit to the authority of the Lord and the control of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Even as Jesus did, He said, not as I will, but as You will, Father. We prayed that in the Garden of Gethsemane. The last thing He wanted to do as a man, as a human, was to go to the cross and all that that entailed emotionally, psychologically, not to mention the incredible physical torment and torture and pain that He would endure. But He submitted. He submitted to the Father. He was giving us an example. And so we want to explore, what does it mean to really be submitted? Now, let me share a New Testament scripture. Paul is warning his dear son Timothy. This is probably his last written communication to Timothy in the book of 2 Timothy. And Paul says in chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, he says, for the time will come. See, this was the word of wisdom operating in Paul. And he said, when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth what, of the Word of God, and turn aside to myths. That's a very strong indictment, and Paul was saying it will happen. And so, beloved, we have to understand what it means. We don't want to be in deception. We don't want to be, you know, pure in our heart towards God, yet allowing ourselves to be deceived in something that's not of God. And so, with the help of the Lord, we're going to explore in the next broadcasts, as the Lord leads and directs, what it means to do, what godly submission means in a way that will bring glory to God. I pray you'll be able to join me, and if you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and if you email, I will confirm receipt and pray. But if you'd like a personal answer in ministry, I invite you to share your mailing address, and I'll respond personally to you. Thank you so much for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.